Should you put butter in your coffee? Should vegans drink beer? We ask the tough questions that all the other podcasts are afraid of on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 14th, 2015. Hi, I'm Josh Rollerson. Never say hi. That's weird.
Is it
weird that I said hi?
I don't know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. And you're hearing the melodic laughter of Rachel Carlson, a very good friend from Yale, Pittsburgh.
I thought this was going to be part of the outtakes. That's great.
It was an outtake for a minute there, but then it morphed back into the intro.
So I really like it.
Live radio.
I like
on
it.
On a podcast.
That was great.
Good. Well, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. You know what's funny is before we were taping, I was like, man, I got to look back on what I did last weekend. Isn't that horrible?
You got to deliver, Rachel, because I live vicariously through your weekend fun, because mine are so lame by comparison.
Oh, gosh.
I'm counting on you to do awesome things.
Well, I did, actually, when I look at my calendar now. When I reference my calendar, I did the dinner lab. For the first time, have you heard of the dinner lab?
No, but it sounds pretty cool.
So let me try to explain it on my own terms, not reading the website type thing.
Is it just like playing with food and doing science experiments?
Well, it kind of is like that because it's chefs that they recruit from around the country that travel with them and make interesting dishes.
Okay.
And so the chef that was with us at the Pittsburgh Public Market, so they always do it at different venues too. I guess they had it in some kind of weird coal mine in East Liberty a couple weeks ago.
A coal mine in East Liberty?
I know. Who knew?
Well, I mean, I know there's like abandoned mine shafts underneath us all the time, but is there an operating coal mine in the city?
No, not operating, but it sounded awesome. And so
totally.
They have this chef from Nashville that came in and did some very interesting dishes. It was funny, not funny, maybe that's mean. It was interesting to sit around people, and that's part of the experiment / venue is to sit around people you don't know and have conversations. But I could tell the one woman across from me was a little bit hesitant.
Uh-oh.
And we were served this pretty much raw slab of fish, mm-hmm. which I'd never had the fish before.
It's called sushi.
Right. But it wasn't like yellowtail or salmon or tuna.
Oh, it was just some raw fish.
Some raw fish. And I wish I could remember the name. It was like white something. I don't know. It was good. It was just interesting. And it was with some tangy sauce that was too spicy for this woman. But it was good. It wasn't. And you had to fill out a form that said, if you would order this in a restaurant, is this an interesting dish? Did you think it tasted good, that kind of thing. So I thought that was interesting too.
This is like cutting edge market research kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it works because it was something I would have, number one, never eaten, but I paid for it.
So would you order this horrible thing then?
No. But right. He had a lot of different plays on texture with lightly fried like pork rinds and stuff like that that he added in different dishes that were really good. And he had a turkey dish that was like a deconstructed Thanksgiving dinner dish.
I love it.
That was incredible.
We have already gone full postmodern on Thanksgiving as it is, like with your turduckins and your
tofurkey
brining and deep frying turkeys. And
well, this was for real turkey.
How much more experimental can it get?
This was for real turkey, but it was like fancy plated and sides. So.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, so it was a great experience. And Dinner Lab is because the girl that organizes it, I was chit-chatting with her, and she said that Pittsburgh's one of the most popular right now because they do it in 30-some cities, and they want to start involving local chefs and just continuing.
We have
the
a few of those here.
We have a few. Yeah. So I'm really excited to see where it goes in Pittsburgh, and it was a really fun time.
Exciting times for foodies in this town.
Of course. Yeah, that's what's exciting about it.
Hey, that reminds me of something I was just being told about, which is, I'm hoping you've heard of this and can explain it to me, something involving putting butter into coffee, which on paper should be awesome. Have you heard of this? It's like rocket coffee or something.
I know about the new-ish nitro coffee.
No, that's played out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Cold brew, that's over. No, it's about putting butter in your coffee, apparently, which nobody ever made anything worse by putting butter in it. And it's kind of a version of, you know, half and half, I suppose. It's just dairy fat.
Okay.
But supposedly, the claim is that it's healthy, like it's actively good for you.
I wonder if
this is true, I think it might change my life.
Okay. So we need to do a little bit more research.
Eat coffee and butter and nothing else. That might be all right. You know.
Well, we need to tweet Commonplace Coffee or something in 21st Street and see. Because they seem like the innovators in the town in Espresso Amano.
They'd know.
And see
what. Let's do some actual reporting for once, shall we?
Are you putting butter in coffee?
Yeah. Should you put butter in coffee?
Okay.
If so.
To be continued.
What kind? What's the method?
Yeah.
What are the benefits?
So that's what you did this weekend? Was research?
No, I just heard about this last night, so I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were like...
I suspect by this time next week, I will be able to tell you all about buttered coffee.
Okay. I'm into it.
All right.
I'm ready for that.
Okay, well...
Are you ready for...
So that's... I got my weekend planned already.
Oh, okay. Are you ready for this weekend?
Hit me.
Okay. So we are in the midst of Pittsburgh Restaurant Week, speaking about foodies. I highly suggest, since this is Friday, that you make a reservation ASAP or maybe try one of those hole-in-the-wall places that you might be curious about, off the beaten path, that kind of thing, because there are some really fabulous restaurants that are participating. I'm excited to go to Pan, which is a new restaurant in Lawrenceville, and check that out, as well as hitting up, my mother is in town, and so we're going to Sonoma Grill, which is a very, I think, mom type friendly place to go, and their Restaurant Week menu looks awesome. So it's just really a fun time to I think rediscover places you've been a long time ago, discover new places. And the discounts are great. It's $20.15 for certain meals, like pairings and three courses, four courses, and $30.15, I believe. Something around that.
Oh, $20.50 because it's 2015.
Yeah. And then like $30, $35 for maybe some more upscale places.
Okay.
So I am always very excited about Pittsburgh Restaurant Week. If you want to lay off the food and focus more on beer, which I think you're probably into.
You gotta balance your diet, Rachel. You need both food groups.
I know. So beer is a food group.
Food and beer.
Yeah. Lock that
in.
And
food is the other one.
Right. And so the Science Center, always popular, 21 plus. The Science of Beer, they'll be hosting on Friday. So this one's a little different in the sense that you are paying $9.99 more. Or excuse me, $9.99. I feel like I'm on a speaker target.
But wait.
$19.
What would you pay?
Yes, $19. So it's usually $10. You're paying $19.
It's still reasonable for a night out.
I think totally reasonable, because they actually have 9 different participating local breweries, which are going to be giving you samples of their fantastic beer. So on tap, we have North Country, Hop Farm, Grist, Spoonwood, a bunch of really awesome places. So you get samples from there. And then, of course, keeping in the science theme, they're going to be exploring Bubbles.
Aw.
So Bubbles and beer.
That's adorable.
I know. Isn't that awesome? I was reading through the description and it sounds really cool in terms
Bubbles tickle my nose.
Uh-oh. Wait, is that from something?
Probably.
Okay.
It's from beer. Bubbles and beer.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great time.
So here's my beer science question that nobody's been able to answer for me yet. I need a bioethicist. Okay. So if you're a vegan, right, you don't consume – not only do you not consume meat, you don't consume any products that are derived from animals on the theory that it's exploitative, right, of these other living things. Beer is only possible through the labor of billions and billions of tiny little yeast critters, right? They eat the sugars, they convert it into carbon dioxide and alcohol and other stuff.
Josh.
And you consume like their little dead bodies, or if it's fresh, maybe they're still alive, bottle conditioned beer. Can you consume beer as a strict vegan? Has anybody studied this?
Well, we are going to have to get my marketing assistant on the line. Let me call in a friend. She just recently became a vegan, and I have not been close friends with a vegan. I have known faux vegans who are like, I'm vegan. And then they eat like a block of cheese and they're like, sometimes.
Right.
But she's really trying to go the root of being a total vegan in the
sense
–
For ethical reasons.
Okay. Complete. She said it has nothing to do with health. Mm-hmm. It is all about the ethical reasons. And so the one thing that really surprised me is she said a sweet coworker of hers made vegan brownies. And so she – of course, asked what was in it just to make sure. And there's honey in it.
Right. It's the same thing.
I had
similar.
No clue that you have to kill the queen bee off.
What?
Yeah. So that's why she doesn't eat honey.
Seriously?
Is because it's unethical in terms of the beehive maintainers have to kill the queen bee.
Wow.
I know. And that's a... This is involved. This is an involved lifestyle.
Oh, I have to re-examine a lot of my choices now.
Because there's vegan? This.
No, no, not. Come on.
Like, wait a second.
Not at all. I respect vegans.
Yes.
But, yeah. I don't know. Honey. Wow. So, and there's this whole ecological problem too with honeybees. They're dying off.
Right.
Really fast. So you have to kill the queen? Can't you just sneak in and take it?
I know, take the queen.
Just distract them. Hey, look over there, bees.
I don't. This is what she told me. So I'm hoping it's an educated decision.
Once again, something we should probably research,
I'm
but
like
it's kind of more
rumors.
Fun to just speculate ignorantly.
I know, I'm spreading rumors. Right. But that's what I keep saying to her, too. I admire what you're doing. And then it's like, I would never do it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask her and get back to you because she loves beer. And so she's really excited for this 21 plus night, and she's going to it. So this is going to be a really interesting. Maybe I shouldn't even
crisis
bring it
of
up.
Conscience.
Yeah, I should just like
ruin her evening.
Let her go.
Do it.
Okay. So the other thing that you can look forward to this weekend is Rant, which is the Rock All Night tour in Lawrenceville. So if you like music. And you like to party for 24 hours.
Obviously.
Josh, I think this is your jam. This is going from Saturday at noon until Sunday.
This is literally a 24-hour.
It will be a 24-hour jam of rock and hip-hop, apparently, folk music, indoor-outdoor venues. I think there's probably going to be an appearance of some food trucks. It's going to be...
better be food if you're going to be up for 24 hours rocking out.
I know. I agree. But it's a pretty cool event that they have in Lawrenceville, and they see a ton of people come through. And so if you like music, local music, hip-hop, everything.
I like all those things, but I like sleep more.
I know, me too.
I
think it's an awesome concept, and I know a lot of people go, but I would be on the earlier session. So.
Yeah, that's for people in their 20s.
I know. Well, this young.
Are you in your 20s?
What?
Are you in your 20s?
Are
you seriously? You're a very mature 20-something.
Okay,
well, I feel a whole lot better now about how you're constantly outpacing me in the social life scene.
I'm not. I'm lying to you. I'm in my 30s.
I suppose that was a rude question.
No.
I apologize.
It's okay. I mean, I can be semi-honest.
Acceptance, Rachel.
30s, ..
We're all dying.
And I'm okay, and I'm doing good.
You're doing great.
I still keep an active life.
I couldn't possibly keep up with you.
Well, I can tell you what is on my pace, my 30-year-old decrepit body pace, is ice cream fun day.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
So this is a ridiculously fun / ridiculous event in terms of it's literally ice cream for days. It's at the zoo, and it benefits Presley Ridge, which is obviously a great cause to support. And it's on Sunday from 5:30, and you can go and get the ice cream, all of the ice cream your heart desires. They have booths upon booths of ice cream. So my hot tip for you, number one, is to go because it's awesome. Number two is to pace yourself because there's a lot of ice cream.
Be trouble.
And Yelp will be on hand. We're serving strawberry ice cream for Red for the burst. So
sorry, vegans.
Yeah, no.
Not for you.
No vegan friendliness for
lactose
you.
Lactose intolerant listeners. Sorry.
But it's a great day to bring your kids out.
No doubt.
And have them on a sugar high for the rest of the evening.
And it's the zoo. Who
I
doesn't
know.
Love the zoo?
Who doesn't love the zoo? And they have a new exhibit too. So
You
can check that out. Yeah, the islands. So they've just opened that with a new restaurant. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
If you would like a little slower pace Sunday evening, Ballet Under the Stars. It is at Heartwood Acres. Close to my heart. I used to work at the ballet, and this is a really fun evening in the sense of you can bring a picnic. You can sit outside, enjoy live dancing outside in a fun atmosphere.
My whole family's going to this, minus me.
Oh,
with another family, I found out from my friend, hey, we're going to the Ballet Under the Stars with you guys. I'm like,
wait,
that's
did you say
news
they have a
me.
New family?
Family friends. our families are going together, but I'm not going because it's on a Sunday night.
Okay. You have an excuse. I'll be fast asleep. Gotcha. Okay, you have an excuse.
I would actually like to go.
It's fine.
Why are things on Sunday nights?
This ice cream is too.
I think that's even going to affect some people that don't have weird early hours like me.
I know. Well, it's a low-key evening. I think you'll be 5:30 to 9:30 hanging out with some food and dancing. I think that's a pretty low-key evening.
Okay.
You can also keep it a little low-key. I think this is actually really cool. They do the home tours, but they're actually doing a garden tour in the south side. So while your family is doing nighttime activities, maybe you can explore gardens, the secret gardens, over on the south side from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. They'll be doing different garden tours around the south side area.
Very well-kept secret, it would seem.
I agree.
I don't think of beautiful gardens in the south side.
I agree, but
it must be behind fences.
It's true, because I've done the home tour in the south side and thought it was awesome. So I think this is going to be something really cool to see that you probably wouldn't see from the streets littered with beer cans sometimes.
Yeah.
On the evenings.
That's what they're growing on Carson.
Yeah.
Bumper crop of cigarette butts coming up.
Yeah. So you can see some beauty in the south side.
Yeah. All right.
I still have a nice place in my heart for the south side.
I love the south side.
Yeah. We work there, play there sometimes, shop there for me.
You shop here?
Oh, of course, the vintage store.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's some funky boutiques.
Oh, yeah. Lots of great boutiques. So.
Well, that's a future episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the vintage. I'm ready for that one. So what's going on this weekend? Check out Yelp.com for planning your whole weekend and beyond.
Splendid. Rachel Carlson, thanks again.
Of course.